Everyone enjoys a good time, and a good time online is even better. At KingTractorPress.com, fans of comic books, webcomics, and graphic novels have been having a blast since 2006. The home of new webcomics like sci-fi thriller Jean Gardens and the humor-laden Daddy's Girls, KingTractorPress.com offers online fun for distinguished audiences. And when you visit KingTractorPress.com, be sure to check out King Tractor's Five and Dime, where you can get buttons, pens, toys, and lots of other cool stuff. Visit KingTractorPress.com today.
You're listening to the Webcomic Beacon at webcomicbeacon.com.
And welcome to episode, well, we don't know yet. This is one of the summer EP episodes that we're experimenting with. The point is to try to get several different people on the show for basically advanced pre-recorded EP episodes of, hey, just anybody who said, hey, check me out. And so that's what we're doing with a select few that have submitted. And this week on the Webcomic Beacon here at webcomicbeacon.com, we have Brock from the webcomic Variables at selfcentent.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's short for self-centered entertainment. It's just shortened to self-centent.
I always thought that you were incorrectly spelling something.
You can go to selfcenteredentertainment.com, and it's a redirect. That was originally the URL I had for it, but it was too long to read, so I decided to go with something shorter that'd be more Twitter-friendly and that sort of thing.
Gotcha. And, of course, before I forget him, we also have Mark Savory from AutumnLake.com. Welcome back.
Well, hello there.
We don't have Kelly this week because she is unavailable for this time slot, but maybe we'll nab her again for other EP episodes in the future. So, not entirely sure when or where this episode will show up, but it will show up, particularly on a weekend or a week in which we weren't around to record on Sunday. So, let's get prepared for talking about variables. So, Brock, tell us about what Variables is.
Oh, Variables is an idea I've kind of been working on since I was just a kid. And then in 2008, my friend Nick and I started working on it in earnest. And it's a story that is ultimately going to stretch about 40 years. And it's about these people who aren't exactly pillars of society who end up with superpowers. And some of them, you know, try to use it for fame. Some use it for their own purposes, but most of them just try to stay out of everybody else's way because, frankly, if you had superpowers, it'd probably be a pain in the ass.
So, I mean, trying to stay out of the limelight, just kind of like, is it kind of like in X-Men where people just don't really want to be found out about it? Is there a sort of like a danger to be outed as a person who has superheroes, or what's the idea behind this?
Ultimately down the road, yes. As it starts in 1992, people with powers are just starting to appear, so nobody really knows what to do about it. The first story, one of the kids is grabbed by some agency. We don't really know at this point whether it's government or corporate or whatever, and they're just basically trying to test to find out what's going on. Later on, different governments start reacting to it differently, and some have more of an open door policy. Some will become very judgmental and crack down on them. So as the world continues along, it departs from our world considerably.
So it's I was looking through these and it says Variables 1992 number one is like the first first issue. So it, you're actually are setting them. It's setting in these years.
Yes, it actually is, and it's going to jump around a lot. Like, I'm most of the way through the 1992 arc. I have an issue and a couple pages to finish, and I've also started and completed the first issue of a different arc in 2002 with an entirely different character. So it's going to hop around, kind of think of the way Frank Miller dealt with Sin City, where it's all in one universe, but you're not necessarily dealing with the same characters in the same time. It's all kind of all over the place.
So it's like Pulp Fiction, where it's...
Yeah, okay. Yeah, kind of.
Because I'm going to guess that the things will come together a little bit more as the stories progress, right?
Absolutely, yes.
There we go.
They all end up at the same point at the very end of the series.
Okay. So, Mark, if you ever have any questions, feel free to jump in.
Sure.
I have this habit of just talking and talking and talking. And
it's what you do.
Yes.
I do that.
So you and Kelly got to shut me up and interject some...
But you ask such good questions before I think of them.
It's not the me show, but here we go. We're gonna look at your website here for a moment, and you got a couple of different giant read buttons on your site. One says "Read Variables the Webcomic," and the other says "Read Variables Flex Edition." So, as a new reader coming to the site, what does this mean?
Well, one of the things I've always been frustrated with is the way long form webcomics are presented on the internet. So you see me essentially playing around with different ideas. The traditional webcomic is a JavaScript-based image viewer, basically. And the Flux Edition is where I took some content I had and started chopping it into pieces and revealing it more like a slideshow. And it works a lot more nicely on tablets where you can just swipe through it. And it's the same content, ultimately. It's just two different ways of reading it.
I'm clicking through it right now, and hey, this is pretty slick, actually. It reminds me of a couple other webcomics that have attempted to do this sort of panel-by-panel, click here to continue sort of presentation. There's a few out there. I forget this one. Mark, what was that steampunky one with that girl that had... that part armored girl, I don't remember what it was. It was like all flash based.
Oh, well, I don't remember.
It was some sort of post-apocalyptic.
Yeah. I know the one you mean. Is it the one set in England?
I don't even know.
I don't remember.
It's one of those. It's from one of the times that I lost all my bookmarks. Very few people have used it. Is this flash based or is this HTML5 or?
It's JavaScript.
JavaScript.
So,
it runs pretty smoothly. Actually, it's is this your own code or is this a plugin or something? Or
it's actually based on something called Flex Slider, which is a JavaScript applet that you can find, and I've done minor tweaking to it, but as is, it's pretty close to what you'd find just off the website. And ultimately, I want to do more stuff to it. That's what you see there was really just me kind of testing the idea. See how it worked.
I have a feeling that some of our listeners might be interested in this code. Do you have anything on your site or any plans to maybe release a tutorial or maybe repackage the code or something like that in the future?
I might do something like that. You know, like I said, the idea kind of started on a lark after what Mark Waid is doing over at Thrillbent.
Okay.
And I wanted to do something like this like a year and a half ago when I started the comic. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't figure out a way to do it without using Flash, and I hate Flash.
Oh, yeah.
So.
It eats up resources.
Yeah, and it doesn't work on the iPad. And
right, of course. Stuff, so. So I would like to ask to be kept updated on the code, because I am positive Because we, you know, a lot of our listeners are creators themselves, and this could be of interest.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm trying to find the name of the guy who does it. That's what it is. It's on the website woo.themes.com. Hmm.
Okay.
And it's called Flex Slider.
Slider. Moo Themes. All right.
Woo Themes, W-O-O.
Oh, woo. I thought it was like a cow. Okay.
I actually probably just should have chatted you that, shouldn't I have?
Nah, we'll be good. So let's see here. When when you just read the regular, the regular webcomic style, you actually do it a little bit differently. It's not set up like a traditional webcomic navigation system. You kind of got thumbnails of your entire entire chapter there, and it just pops up an image. And then there's, I think, you're basically using an image gallery. Am I correct?
Yeah, pretty close. Initially, it was quite a bit different than what you see there, and I actually kind of reeled in. I thought I was going a little bit too far into obscurity. So I actually kind of toned it down, and I implemented that a couple months ago. Mm. And as with everything else, I want to get back to working on that and fix all the little things that bother me, but I just haven't done it yet.
Okay.
So are you doing this all in Photoshop, the art itself?
The art itself, I actually draw on Bristol board with pen and ink. And then I scan it and then color it in Photoshop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'm just looking at it. There's different textures and things that you seem to use too. That and the color's quite interesting.
I use a lot of different watercolor brushes to paint at different textures, and I just play around with a lot of different stuff.
How long does a typical page take?
Let's see. Right now they take me in the 15-hour range. At one point when I was just kind of getting used to the system, it was up over 20 hours per page.
Wow, I can see it on the page. I could see it taking that amount of time because there's a lot of detail.
The drawing end of it hasn't really changed much. It's mostly been I've gotten better and faster at coloring.
Do you have a tablet? Do you use a tablet to color?
Yeah, I use an Intuos.
Okay, but you don't sketch with it or anything, or?
I'm actually starting a strip style comic that I'm doing entirely digitally, but generally, I'm also a graphic designer and illustrator, and I do a lot of work for like clients and other people completely digitally. But I really like drawing on a board. So I kind of view the comic as something where I want to enjoy parts of it and not just try to cut down the time I spend per page to the bare minimum.
Mm. Yeah, I got a Bamboo a long time ago, and I just couldn't sketch with it. But I found that, I will never color with a mouse again.
Oh, God, no.
I mean, just the cheapest Wacom tablet for coloring digitally, I'd recommend it to everybody. People that can do coloring and have that patience and preciseness with a mouse, more power to you, but screw that.
I think I'd rather color with a Sharpie on the screen and then take a picture than try to color with a mouse.
Oh my God. Are you using microns, or what do you use for your inking on this? Brush?
Brushes and quills.
Okay.
Yep,
yeah.
Oh, really?
Old school that way, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, I use brush pens. I haven't really done a comic in a long time. Busy. Yeah,
I used to use microns, but they didn't last very long.
Mm.
And
they tend to burn through them pretty quick.
They're really, really good, except for that. And I found that over time the ink would start to fade and fade and fade. So you'd have to press down harder and harder.
And I knew it was time to switch out because my wrist would hurt like hell. I'm like, oh, dang, get rid of this.
Your entire hand is shaking because you're really putting all the pressure you can into the paper. Yeah. Time to go buy a new $3 marker at that point.
Oh, I know.
All right. Let us see here. So how long ago did you start? I think you said you started on the idea of variables before you actually put it online.
Yeah, I the initial idea I started in 2008, and I did a few pages of it, and then it wasn't really clicking for me. So I put it down, went and did some other stuff, and then came back to it in the middle of 2010. And then I released the first pages late in 2010. I think it was almost Christmas time. So, yeah, it would have been real late in 2010.
So what other things were you doing? Other comics at all? Or
No, I actually started a webcomic way back in 2004, but I only got like 10 pages of it up and then pulled it back down. I bounce between different art projects. I got into like hyper-realistic drawings, so I did that for a while after I initially dropped the variables project. So, yeah, it's nothing that's posted online or anything, just stuff I did for myself.
So we can't find your embarrassing earlier work.
Well, you can find some of it on rocketpig.net, but most of that I think is even relatively recent.
Oh, okay.
Past couple years.
Did you say you had somebody else that you were working with, or just somebody who kicked you in the pants?
My friend Nick and I were actually the ones, we both developed the idea.
Okay.
He had an idea for a comic book, and I had this backlog of characters and ideas that I'd had since I was just a kid. And we kind of melded them all together into a much better idea. And then he got tied up doing some other things, so he still has some story input here and there, but
okay. Mostly
it's me at this point.
Alrighty. Do you have any other ideas for other projects, or is you're pretty much set on this is what I'm doing?
I'm actually right now, I've just started drawing a couple strips of a basic Gag-A-Day style comic.
Okay.
And that's just kind of getting off the ground. I've done a couple strips. I've written 10 or 12. And I'll probably have that out sometime by the end of summer.
Okay. Hmm. Let's see. I'm trying to think. Well, I'm not sure how to structure an intentionally short episode. Because we actually got two more that we're going to record tonight right after this. So those who are listening live, yes, I am broadcasting this live. It's a special treat for, nobody that's in the chat room right now. We're recording on a Tuesday.
It's so special not even anyone is watching.
Yeah, we're recording on a Tuesday night, so super secret episode recording time, but still live. let's see here. Because I'm trying to ask more questions that some people in the chat room have been asking. So I'm going to ask you two questions. The first off, do you have any comic or artistic inspirations?
Oh, man. Yeah. more than I can count, really. recently, actually, I just came across this last week, and I didn't really realize it. How much of an influence he had had on me, but Kurt Busiek, who did Astro City and Marvels, and I reread a bunch of Astro City, I reread Marvels, and most of that stuff released in the early to mid-90s, and I hadn't read it since. And as I'm reading it, all this stuff started coming back, and I'm like, oh man, this is where variables came from. And I had completely put it in the background and didn't even realize just how much influence it had on me when I was a teenager. And so he's definitely up near the top. Of course, everybody who read comics in the late 80s, early 90s, Frank Miller, Alan Moore. let's see. I try not to be influenced by the Image guys too much because they kind of destroyed comics. yeah, I would say, oddly enough, even though I've been an artist much longer and I've been a writer, I would say most of the influences who I really think of are on the writing side, because they're the ones who created these crazy universes and had the real impact of where the stories came from. You know, the art, I've always viewed the art in comics as being just more complementary, you know, should never be the focus.
Well, all right. Now, my second question is, what is best in life?
What is best in life?
You know, he got this from the Actor's Studio. It's like the yeah. question. What's your favorite curse word? What do you know?
What's best in life? Having someone else flat a page, maybe? God, that's boring.
Oh. You don't use B-Pelt?
I do use B-Pelt, but, you know, it only goes so far, and you still have to go back and correct a lot of things, especially if you look at, you know, my pages. You run B-Pelt on one of those things, and it literally just lights it up like a rainbow, because there must be 2,000 objects that it selects and colors.
Is it even worth it at that point, or...?
It does help. I mean, when I started using it, it shaved at least 30, 45 minutes off my page flatting time. So it wasn't a huge help, but it definitely was an improvement.
Well, let's see here. Well, I think that's going to be it for this particular episode of the Webcomic Beacon EP style. Brooke, I'd like to thank you very much for coming on the show. Did I call you Brooke? I meant Brock.
Brock, whatever, close enough.
I was like, what?
People screw up my name so much. I mean, look at my last name. That thing gets butchered on a daily basis.
Isn't it Beauchamp?
Beauchamp.
Beauchamp. All right. Not too terribly butchered.
No, closer than most.
Beauchamp. There. Beauchamp. There. You can look at it like that. You can almost pronounce it there.
Beauchamp. Oh, I've gotten Beauchamp. just horrible assaults
Beauchamp.
To the ears.
Have you got Beauchamp?
Beauchamp is actually how some members of my family pronounce it, so that's Beauchamp. Totally okay with me.
Darn it. Mark wins because he's more closer than me.
my name is Savory. It's Savory. I mean, there's an A right there.
Yeah.
Anyway, nobody knows my last name yet, and I'm not telling. Anyway, so once again, I do want to thank Brock for coming on the show. And you can check out his comic Variables at selfcentent.com. Yes, it's selfcentent.com. Thanks once again.
Cool. Thanks a lot, Fess. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
And this has been Fess from ArgerComic.com.
And this has been Mark of AutumnLake.com.